stop meeting to order. And I guess I'll kind of turn it into over to you.
Well, basically, in the budget, the only real things from when we last met, as far as budget workshop, on page 7, we get into the general fund budget expenditures. There's obviously the change you can see there for wages from about 7,000 to 8,700. Roughly what we've been running at is 7,200 on average, but now with the increase would be about 1,400.
Yeah.
We don't have 7.
Oh, sorry, yours is page. It will be page 205.
205.
Sorry, it went off the map here. Now you got it. Yeah, 205 for the general fund. So as like I said, typically the wages we've been running at about 7,200.
Where's 205? Mine goes from 105 to 9 of 1. This must be 9 of 19. Mm-hmm. 10 of 19. 11 of 19. Mm-hmm. Do you have a little trouble with the collator this morning, Jeremy?
No, I have trouble with the printer. All right. What is this one? They all printed the same printer. This one is not even close. That's odd.
That is.
You guys see me, they're all in a pile, all the same.
Yeah.
When I was putting them together, that one's, I don't know. All right, anyways.
Back to 205.
Yes, 205. Well, like I said, the expenditures there. Other things, just really changes, is equipment improvements. Under general government buildings, bullet number 9. So really what we have there is basically item of discussion is if we want to keep in, you know, the snowblower for the new Bobcat. So that'd be something if we want to purchase that or not.
If we don't, then if we have to rent one, basically I'd say almost 1% of the increase for each printer.
Yeah. Let me give you that one. It's easy for
you. Probably now without any deals. It's a good reason. In the spring.
And then the other thing is, you know, we added 3,000 for improvements, which would be for basically for the buildings here, for the roof, for the flashing that we need to fix, that we need to address. If you haven't, feel free to check out the women's bathroom and you'll see where we have the water running in.
I was just trying to look on the grader.
Levin bar? So yeah, that's only, you know, real differences from when we last talked. If we go into public safety on the next page. Just really you've got fire department budget, no major differences there other than, you know, the fire department relief. The city's contribution there, the decrease from 2014 to 2015. And then also we have built in there 3 sets of fire department gear, protective gear, which is bullet 15 there under equipment, capital outlay. And probably the biggest thing that probably, you know, the biggest discussion is going to be, you know, in public works streets. So kind of the biggest item is, you know, looking at the breakdown there, we're looking anywhere from, you know, 85,000 to 190,000 depending on the various combinations. So if you look at the sheet I handed out, I know it's, I apologize that it's in black and white, but I did, was able to get a few printed in color to show kind of the color scheme. But so basically the biggest thing we have to decide on is, so we kind of have three projects going that we're looking at, and that's Sophia Avenue, which would be Millen Overlay, and then Jacob Street, which would be basically from County Road 50 to North City Limits. And then the other thing that we've kind of built into here is to look at the west parking lot. And what we can do with that is kind of take that and do that as an alternative bid, and then we can see what that comes in at, if it meets budget. Yeah, and then we can
get out here.
Decision. No, that's up for the park.
Oh.
So probably the one real definite missing link in here is streets. We haven't defined it, and I guess I don't know how council wants to go about it, but my feeling is what we may want to do in spring is just come out and do some core samples of the two streets. Because what I'm worried about is to do a Millen overlay and then not have good base on one of them streets, and 5 years later that street starts, you know.
Yeah,
exactly, and then we're replacing it right away. So, and I guess once you do them core samples on the two streets, then we could dictate which, you know, project we want to move forward with. And we probably want to do that right away spring so that we can get going on it and get the bidding process going. And go up to, but, you know, unless council wants to head in some other direction, or, I mean, the more people I've talked to, the so-called stewards of town have kind of said that Sophia should be in pretty good shape base-wise and utilities. Jacob, that was a little bit more sketchy, but Sophia sounds like that was redone in maybe the 87th Streets project, I think, so. As far as that, utilities were done then, so they should be good yet. And just to point out, basically what we're looking at is we take this year and next year's LGA monies. That's $147,686. Built into the budget, you know, it's $10,000 for engineering fees.
Do those engineering fees include core samples, or would that be extra?
Okay.
Do we know that LGA money is a for sure thing?
I'd like to say it is, but I'm not going to guarantee it. But it should, from what I've heard, is, I mean, we've already got 2014. Last installment of that came in yesterday. So we've got all our monies for 14. I mean, barring a catastrophe, I don't see why we wouldn't receive our 2015 LGA.
What's the 2015 estimate?
For LGA?
And 74 something?
Yeah.
If you go to...
The bullet M, 2014 LGA is 72,948. Yeah. 2015 is 74,738. Then also, just looking at the budget, you know, right now, I don't foresee, you know, unless we have a water main break or something. You can see there's about $20,000 left in the street maintenance from the 2014 budget to where we are right now.
Well, we've got this money earmarked.
Right, and then with that 10% increase, you know, that amounted to monies that we were going to put towards the streets too, so basically, I took those monies and put that into basically equipment maintenance fund, earmarked it for streets, which was another about $50,000.
So we only spent $200,000.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you stay at the 10%, We got about $220,000 to work with. But now whatever, you know, percentage you want to set the tax levy at, you know, that's obviously going to dictate the money available for streets, because that's where we kind of have earmarked that proposed increase for. You know, and you're roughly looking at about 1% to 4,000.
And we have to do the budget? Did that get in the budget? Okay, so that's next week then.
Right. So then we'll have to. And I'll have that so I can just punch in, figure out whatever the wages are, punch it in so I know where we're at that night. So that and insurance has to be defined. Which I'll go over the insurance. It's not so nice and easy and cut and dry as Ms. Dome said.
I was wondering if...
Because basically what happens for like insurance is if you want to go on the individual market, there's only certain ways you can go on the individual market. That's if the city wasn't to provide insurance. So say you wanted to do that, and I have done a lot of research on this lately. You can probably find cheaper programs right now that are equivalent to what we have on the individual market. But the problems you run into is then you have to do a stipend, or you'd have to increase wages if you were looking to compensate employees. But because of how the ACA is, you cannot state that you're giving employees that stipend for health insurance. So the problem I have with it, let's say all of a sudden you got to increase somebody's wages $20,000 without giving an explanation. How do you explain that to the public? And the thing is with that, when you do that, that becomes taxable.
I was going to say, yeah, you pay taxes on that too.
Right, so now you got to remember that employees are about 30% of that. So employees would take a 30% hit by doing that. So it's just, it's, I tell you, I've spent so much time on this ACA, my head's about to explode. So, and I even said, so then why do they offer similar plans, but better plans on the individual market than on the group market? It's just, that's how it's set up. I talked to a few brokers, they feel the individual market is still raw yet. Because they don't know numbers, they don't know where to set theirs at. Some have said, like Preferred One, I think their rates went up 70% from last year. They said they'll probably go up again next year, another 20 to 30. They're predicting. Whereas they figure the group will level off next year at, you know, around 4%. That's what they're kind of hoping or predicting, where they think the individual market is going to continue to climb or eventually be more than what the group markets are offering now. Because the big thing they said there with groups, they at least have some information to go off with history. Whereas the individual, they don't know yet. It's all new, so they don't have the statistics they need for setting the rates. It's just, there's so many loopholes in there. And if, ands, ors, and buts with that ACA, that it's crazy.
The only way you're going to get a cheap individual plan is buy one of the Medicaid replacement deals anyway, and that wouldn't cover your family and the whole nine yards. Would, and deductible is pretty huge. The only good about the Medicaid replacement plans is that the copay is really low. Medicaid itself is $3 for a copay.
You're saying our insurance we got is probably not the best right now, but it's better hang on to it.
Well, long term. Long term.
Yeah. In the long run, you're better off.
Right, because they just feel the individual markets are going to go up. But the problem there is like I said, now let's say you kind of want to compensate the employees equally. So say you would even do that. The other problem you run into is you're going to do wages that way. You can't give Greg a certain amount and give me a different amount. You know, it has to be the same. So that's another thing you run into. It just, there's so many things I run into trying to find a better deal that would fit. Because then the other thing you got to remember, so let's say you do that and you give them just a, you know, a number, 20 grand or whatever, like I said, I mean, how's that going to look on the paper? But yet you can't define why you did it. Because the ACA says you can't state that we upped your wages so you can buy insurance on the individual market. You can't state that. You can't even bring that up. That's what I've been told. And I don't know, I think I forwarded that email with our number got back to, but...
And I think just the perception of somebody seeing that but not getting the explanation.
And then now let's say you want to go back to the group because the group's better next year, right? So you go back to the group, so now what are you going to do? Okay, now we got to take 20 grand back on your wages. It's just a mess. And the other thing you got to look at, too, when you do that, so let's say it is 20 grand. You're going to pay higher premiums in insurance and work comp because it's based on payroll. So you have them increases to consider. Also, on that, whatever those increases would be, 7.25%, the city would be paying for payroll. You know, the 7.65 for FICA. So, I mean, it took me a... I mean, you could hire someone full-time to try to figure out this ACA. But to try to put something together to try to give you a comparison, I don't even know where I would start.
And are you comparing apples to apples?
I guess with the plans.
Okay. Because I guess what I would, my feeling on it is that, you know, you've researched this, you know about it, you know the numbers, you know what's good, what's bad, you're an employee that uses this policy, so I'm not going to second guess what you say is best.
My biggest frustration is why can you go out and get a better plan in the individual market as to why, you know, the employer, the group plans still make sense to me. A lot of the ACA doesn't make sense to me. And if any of you have questions, you're more than welcome to call Al Roth, or I have the name and I'll forward that to you of that Christian group. Is it Christian?
Something like that
from what Kelly said. But the other thing is, there's a state statute that a broker cannot come and say you should go on the individual market. It's against the law if you already provide group insurance. It's an actual state statute. Yeah, I mean, it's really, a lot of it just doesn't make common sense. Like I said, anybody's more than welcome to talk to one of them brokers too to get more definitive answers, but I don't know what the answer is.
No,
I just wanted to give you a heads up so you know what you're coming into Tuesday night, which, like before, you used to be able to do like a flex plan, so then you could give a stipend, put it at the flex plan, and it wasn't taxable, but now that's changed. That's Alan and yeah.
Do you have a recommendation as of tonight, which way we should go?
Looking long term and even now, is what you staying with what we got, and then just have to iron out an employee contribution. Because the other thing that I didn't think of last meeting is right now, kind of me and Greg would get the short end of the stick if we had anything happen to us right now. Because we'd be up that $4,000 deductible right now. Because then if we want to go back to the switch or beginning of the year, if we made a change, we'd be on the hook for that, for all that. Because we probably have it set up right now because we don't have nothing to find. I don't know. If anybody has any other advice, I'm open to it, to take that direction and look into it. But my concern is, like I said, is I don't think the city's looking to go down the route to drop insurance.
No.
So, and then if you want to consider the individual market, that's kind of what you have to do. And then how do you compensate employees? Because it even the statute says that you don't have to use that for insurance. Like the brokers, if I wanted to go buy a Mercedes with that money, I could.
I mean,
So it's just, I don't like it. It'd be, you know, it's a shame that they just didn't set it up where you could do like a flex plan or something, so then you could say, okay, we're giving you this much, you know, something close like insurance at the time. Just like say, you know, say the premium's $1,000, city wants to cover it, but if you give me $1,000, I'm off $300 because of taxes. You know, the bottom line anyways when you look at it.
Jeremy, have you checked to see what villages or cities of our similar size are doing?
I haven't bothered looking at it at one point. I've spent all my time on this trying to understand this.
Yeah, and I'm sure of that, but I'm just curious of, you know, what's...
I know Greg told me Arlington did theirs where they're paying 80-20.
They were
80-20 with 75-25, but then they give employees a step increase to cover that difference. Right? Is that what it was? I know that's what our team did. That's what Greg said. But other cities, I don't. I haven't. But also, like I said, what other cities do too is they pay life insurance, long-term insurance. They have call-out pay. There's other items too that other cities have too, which we haven't looked at because we've more focused on the insurance aspect of it. So I guess.
And you've never had that type of coverage for long-term disability?
Nope. Nope. Or dental. I've never asked for it either, though. So. And really, if I don't, I didn't really see the need because the city has it most of the insurance. So. Because one of the things we've discussed is with insurance is, you know, if the city wants to divvy it up, then, you know, I would like to look at the other benefits that cities offer to them, too. Including call-out pay. Because that's something the city's never had either, and I don't think it's fair for an employee, you know, to have to be home all weekend and then only get comp for it if something happens. But anyways, that's for next meeting. We got some budget item chamber. So like I said, streets. Like I said, I think we go with four samples. So that way we know which direction to do. And like I said, when we go to bids, we can bid, you know, like four things and see what then bids come in and then decide at that time. So, and then go from there.
So, if we decide to do Jacob Street, for instance, do just the property owners on Jacob Street get charged for that, or does the entire city, all the properties in the city, get charged for
that? We're just doing a mill and own. This is what I've talked about with, well, we've talked about for the past year about, you know, special assessment.
Well, is that like the city assessment policy we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay,
so that's what dictate that. But these projects, we're hoping core samples come back, and we're just looking at milling over them, right? So kind of the consensus has been, and we've always had it that way, that mill and overlay projects would be fit the bill by all the taxpayers. They'd be fit by the tax levy.
Okay.
So nothing would be assessed. So we wouldn't be recouping 20% or 33% or whatever because we don't have a policy for mill and overlay. We do now for replacing curb and the utilities and the base of the street, you know, the 12, 13 inches of base. That we have something put together to that. But even before we do this, at least spring, I'd like to sit down and define what we want to do. What a lot of cities are changing to, like I've explained earlier, is going to charging for mill and overlay too, because what you have, if you get into a bigger street project, like say we did the other part of Jacob, you know, I don't know where we're going to come. You know, we're going to have $300,000 to $400,000 to do it. You know, fortunately, we've been lucky enough. A lot of our streets are small enough that it's, you know, 50, 70 grand. We've been using LGA monies for that, and LGA monies have been covered in that. For now, we're starting to get into some bigger projects, you know, plus costs are going up.
So if we have to basically excavate this whole street out down to, you know, however long, then do just the property owners get paid for that, or again, is that... assessed, or is that paid for by all of it? property owners of the city.
Underneath the mill and overlay would be assessment.
Right.
Okay.
Percentage.
Yeah. So like we
would be fine.
Right. And that's why I don't want to throw anything out there until we kind of define our policy. You know, that's why I'd like to have a policy defined before we do these projects.
And that's something you've been trying to
yeah.
get done for a long time.
Yeah.
These pavement ratings, does higher mean better or worse?
What's that about?
The higher the number, that means the worse the pavement is. Is that it?
I believe so. Let me double check what we're defining. Actually, I think it defines what they. Yeah. So like.
So six is pretty much junk. Is that what you're saying? Pretty much junk.
Six is red, which means high priority. You know, so we know that. You know, we have Jake up there, and then as you can see, Sophia. You know, basically two-thirds of Sophia there is high priority. So the higher the rating,
the worse shape the pavement is. Okay.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yep. And then for that rest parking lot, is that area that's crushed rock now, that's also proposed to be all blacktopped?
That's looking at expanding it. I'll double check with Justin though.
That's what this price is for?
I believe that is for
it almost must be
expansion because it's quite
36
because I'm sure that's what I told Justin to put together for that. And there again, we can do two type alternative bids on that. What would it cost to replace existing? What would it cost to add an additional 20 by 800 or whatever it is? You know what I mean? So there's so many ways we can write up that bid. You know, and then once we get the bids, we can look at the bids and decide what's within budget. Now, who knows? I mean, oil keeps going down. You know, maybe we can get parking lot done and run the street. So,
in this budget, Jeremy, do we have any money set aside or budgeted for the mold problem at the community hall?
What I'm looking to do there is use. We have about $33,000 from the end of the year 2013 that we had a surplus of using that money for the hall. So basically, we'd be using, usually, like they say, you like to be 35 to 50% of your expenditures. That's what you want every check with. Okay, that's what the auditor recommends, and that's probably what you want. Because basically, you kind of need a 4 to 6 month cash flow because you get majority of your cash every 6 months on taxes. So what I'd be proposing is to use those monies of that surplus. So we'd be kind of be dipping into our reserves, but by dipping into them reserves, we'd still be within that 35 to 50%. So we'd still be meeting cash flow needs.
Okay, so we had $30,000 left over at the end of this year or last year. How much do you propose or do you suspect we're going to have left over at the end of this year?
I have no idea. I'll have a more definitive number at next meeting on that.
I mean, will it be roughly the same, do you think? Or?
Depends on snow removal. It depends on
so many factors. I can give you my good three-year average. That's what I'll put together for next meeting and have a number for you, what we're looking at right now, barring no major, barring the norm takes place in December. You know, I'll give you a number at the December 9th meeting so we know what we're projecting. But what you'll have to take into account, that'll be deceptive because I'll have to take out the LGA. We kind of have that earmarked already for 2015. So, and I'll do that. I'll take those monies out. So as far as parks, basically a big thing added there was summer help. And then repairs for the open shelter. So my other question is, right now we have, you know, about $7,000 in repairs and maintenance. Of that $7,000, $5,000 is for re-roofing the open shelter. Like I said, I got an estimate that was cheaper. I think we were kind of talking $3,500, more along the lines. So does council, do we want to change that by $1,500? $3,075, so that's why we said $3,500.
Yeah.
So it still covers the
that engine is probably not the deal because you're not going to do it well.
Changes what we have now, but depending on what insurance is at and wages, you know, if that stays what's in the budget, you know, even there we have about $4,000 to play with making the adjustments. And then now you're adding another $1,500, so you have about $5,500 right now projected surplus for next year. So like I said, right there is that's about 1% reduction right there.
Now we're moving. How much over to the?
Like in the streets?
Yeah.
50,000. If you look on bullet point 23 there, or 55 or 5, you'll see there what we have laid out for, you know, we talk about future capital improvement. So that's what I put it in, but technically we have that earmarked for street improvements, which is about 50 grand. You know, which there in itself is about 12%, you know, increase. Because what we did is we went 10%, which created about, you know, 40,000, but then we had about a $10,000 surplus that I also put in there.
Do we have any idea how much that the bathrooms are going to cost us to get fixed up? Has anybody come out to look at that and see how serious the problem is?
Well, they were here today, but Kenny was here quite a long day, so I don't know if they got to that or not. I haven't talked to Greg, you know, about the bathrooms, but when they replaced the hydrant here at that time, they were looking at the bathroom. So I don't know if they did that today or not. I don't know that. I'll have that information tomorrow. And then that's something, like, you look at parks, you know, there's another, you know, $2,000 in there for repairs and maintenance for the park. That's built in just for, you know, things that happen like that.
Do you think it's conceivable, Jeremy, they might have to take and pull that whole building? And, you know,
I don't know.
No.
There's
alternative ways.
If we're getting into that, then I don't think so.
It was fixed once.
There's
ways.
Alternatives to rig something up, because it's not using winter, you know, so I'm sure there's some way we can set something up to keep them up and running in the summer.
And what about you were saying the ladies' restroom here has got a problem in it? Do we have any idea?
There's $3,000 in the budget to fix the flashing.
Flashing up there, the water's running in.
And then outside, you know, where that in the back here too, that's it looks like somebody took a snowblower up there because of the.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, oh, is that? Okay, that's the outside line.
But yet, you never know the unknown once you start tearing off. So,
well, it's like
it could be 300 or it could be 30 grand. I don't know. I mean, just to fix the flashing, I've talked to Dan Alpke, and he figured, you know, it wouldn't cost more than $3,000 to
fix that. Just like that in front of your head.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Rusted,
rotted. Yeah, it was all rotted out, even the wall.
Yeah. So.
You know, it's just like underground or behind walls. Fortunately, I don't know those things.
Justin come back with that fire or rescue truck? Want to get on that? Or
no.
Fix that?
Because he came to me and asked, how do I get an estimate when I don't know what's wrong? I said, well, it needs to be taken in. Tell me.
Yeah.
Find out what's wrong. Tell me you need an estimate on the repairs. So I don't believe that's been done yet.
Okay.
But I told him to get two opinions.
Yeah. Okay.
At least two opinions.
So Larry, since you're the 10% levy, we'll have roughly worth $5,500 more than the
right. You know, but like I said, we don't know the health insurance and wages. I factored that in, but I think what I have factored in there is worst case scenario, so we should be fine. With that we'd have $5,500 to the good. And then also remember in that about we have $50,000 built in there for streets, so that gets us up to about we probably have about $220,000.
Which we don't have to spend.
No, exactly. And like what we're looking at, like the worst case scenario, and that this is now taken into account, remembering it's just milling over. Like, you know, I think if we could find that something else, let's just hope one of the streets just needs milling overlay and we can go that route. You know, because we get into reconstruction, that's a lot more expensive.
Well, that's when the assessment.
And then that's when we'd have to do assessment, then we'd probably bond.
Yeah, then it'll go into a totally different.
You know what I mean? So then we can put monies down to get that bond down, or, you know, I mean, there's so many other financial ways we can do that. But, so that would be a whole other game. Plus, it would buy us time for budgeting. When we bond, and bond doesn't come payable till the next year, so that would buy us some time. But let's say it's just milling over. So, our worst case with combination, if we wanted to do, you know, the highest price to get both, to get a street done and to get the parking lot done, is, you know, we're estimating at $190,000.
You know, if you look at this combination right there, the Jacob Street, the WPL is West Park.
Yeah. That's the worst thing.
That's the, you know, based on the high end, too. You know, you see the low end is 171, high end is 190. And, you know, oil's gone down since we've done this. I'd like to hope the rates are, but I can't make those promises. And you never know what bids are going to be. So that's why sometimes you just do some things as alternatives.
Well, let's skip the core.
So, you know, like I said, if you really want to look at it, there's probably about, you know, if we wanted to say we want 190 in the budget, you know, that's kind of our magical number here.
We still have 30.
Still have 30 that we could take out to lower the
plus the 5,500, right?
And then the 5,500, correct.
Now for the water and sewer funds, where we sit with that.
Okay, so water and sewer. I did leave that out. I apologize. I created something. I'll make it for you.
you know, Rockford had this big spiel with their water bills that come like $800 and whatever. The businesses all got a fee for street lighting, $29 a month.
For street lighting?
Yes. Just the businesses.
Interesting.
Not anything residential. Because a good friend of mine has a business up there, and he's just wild.
You just started that?
Yep. Well, it'll be fun in 2015.
Yeah.
That is no risk.
Businesses and no one else.
Before they do anything. Or my kid gets a fee for street lights. He has driven it, so put that chair on his wall.
Alright, so I put this together. I have it set up. So whatever percentages or numbers you want, I can punch that in on the computer anyways and tell you. So I'll just kind of go over it, and this relates, it has all three funds on here, and kind of what I try to do is to show, you know, what we'd be looking at revenues versus the expenditures we have. So the big thing you'll see is 2014 rates column, 2015 increase, which will be dictated by whatever increase or wherever we want the funds at, so I can manipulate that. And then you have which then it'll create the 2015 rates, which then will create the revenues, projected revenues. But I just want to let council know that I don't promise them rates because I don't know what people are going to use water-wise. It varies so much from year to year, so it's really based on water use, which is also based on weather. So you have a number of factors there. If we have a dry season, people are going to use more water, we're going to have more revenues. If it's wet, we're going to use less water, we're going to have less revenues. So this is just type, basically what I did, the 2015 revenues off was based on our usage so far this year. Because like right now we're averaging $3,350. For last year, we're averaging $3,850. So we're down, so revenues will be down.
So, but the way you have the revenue set up for potential increases, that will cover projected expenses.
So, like, how I did it now, just to show you, so in order to cover, like you said, the projected expenses there, what you see on the bottom, that's what we're kind of projecting in the budget. So what I kind of tried to do is put something together to show where we would be, where we would need revenues at, you know, to kind of meet expenses. So if you look at that, to meet that, you know, water needs to go up 3.5%, and stormwater rates need to go up 1.5%. The big reason for stormwater rates going up to 1.5 is because our payment went up a few grand, you know, on our principal. Which it does that like every 5 years. So then you'll see in the far right, you'll see average monthly SWR. And that's showing you your bill. So that would be for stormwater residential and then stormwater commercial, what your average rate would be if you use 5,000 gallons. So what we're projecting now, the break even, is 3.5% to water, 1.5% to storm. Now, keep in mind, this isn't building any reserves. This is breaking even, and also, that's still considering the transfers.
So considering the what?
Transfers in from the general fund.
So we're transferring in $6,800
on that? To storm, and then 12 in the water.
The water.
Correct.
Which is kind of here to take Paul and come out of the taxes, so
it won't work again.
And water
90% of that to be funded by coming from general taxation, you know, and then increasing water rates where you feel they're, I guess how I would go about it is dictate where you feel water rates aren't, you know, too out of control. And then also what I'd be hoping is when we start getting into the water fund is like about 2023, I think we have till we start having some of the major expenses coming off. But yeah, it's 2022 and 2023, where we have a lot of debt coming off, where basically it takes what we did for the water treatment plant and the wells. Once that debt comes off the books, you can put the water tower debt down. The great debate is, my thing is I'd like to get 5 years, 5 more years out of that, and then start the process. You know, for the first couple of years, you know, you can set them payments lower, your principal payments, and then jack them up once that other debt comes off to try to keep up not having a massive hit in your rate increases. So, I mean, there are some options to look at. And also what I'm hoping at, that our rates are high enough now where Chris will probably be most knowledgeable about this, is when we did the grants, going through that process, I'd be hoping maybe now we can actually get some grant monies because our rates are high enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if we set our rates high enough to get grant money, you know. So there are some things we have to look at and play with on that. So the big thing would be, I would like to hope we can maybe get some grant money to help on that too.
You know, some of these fees, like on the water bills that go out, you know, like years of NYA.
Yeah, the plant fee and the other fees.
You know, a person, taxpayer, homeowner, can kind of, in their mind, can they see where these costs are going.
Right, and you could just do a $5 monthly fee for new plant.
Yeah.
Or new water tower.
Yeah. You know, to me then, that makes more sense than sometimes hiking
the rates. Having a new line item so people can see that. Why'd my bill go up? And I could tell them, because we're putting away money for water tower. And then they could see that on their own, okay.
Yeah.
That might be better than...
I think it's easier to justify and explain. So,
there are ways to do that, too.
And I think that they would look at that as, you know, we're kind of planning for the future rather than just, you know, jacking up the rates.
You know, we're probably looking at $900,000.
Yeah.
For a water tower.
See, if you charge, you know, $5 a household on a water bill, how many water bills?
Well, you figure you got equals 5 times 12 times 2 is 10.
$210. That would be better. So if anybody has a water service.
So say it was $5 a month, it would be $1,000 a month coming in. Alright?
Approximately.
You're close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
So $12,600 a year. You know, is what you. You know, you'd be bringing in there.
To start.
So it would be a start. So like I said, I did this as bare bones so you can see where we need to be. So I showed you the percentage for where we need to be. But then, like I said, it's not taking into consideration. The sewer fund is healthy. And that has about $300,000 in it. That's healthy. Water fund, that's around $80,000, $90,000. That's kind of been dwindling a little bit each year, so.
Say we have a line item for, you know, plant fee or whatever. Mm-hmm. Say, straight across $8. So you have, what, $1,600 and $1,700 a month extra. You wouldn't have to raise your water and sewer rates, which would look as a positive.
I think you're still probably looking at
You know, cover expenditures, still looking at about 3% raise over water.
Fine.
And then a $5, and then maybe you want to go 5 instead of 8. I don't know, it depends how you want to go about it. Or if you want an 8 or 9, or whatever you want to set it at. Or what do you want to, or you just want to pick a number, we want to at least be putting 15 grand a year away.
Well, and if they, you know, if they have a raise in their water rates, plus they have a $7 a month charge, something like that, you know, I think they're going to be looking at that as two additional charges. Where if you could wrap it all into one,
that and a tax increase, so it's all that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, really, it's kind of in the council's hands. One where, you know, where you want rates to be at, or you want to go into the fee route.
This year on water right now is bare bones, you said. What is the percentage is that?
So if you look on there on the left column, you see water increase, sewer increase, stormwater increase, residential, stormwater increase, commercial.
Yeah.
That's what it would be, 3.5% to water we'd have to increase, and 1.5% to stormwater rates. I mean, any break even zero would fall apart. There, you know, if you look at the numbers, because basically we need $136,271 in revenues to cover expenses for water. That's projected. 69,587 for sewer and 75,297 for storm.
I'd like to see it that if we do set a straight dollar amount fee, that we could use it too if we, yeah, that isn't workable.
Is it just would be how we want to define it? We want to be careful how we define that fee. That if we do new plant fee, we should probably be putting that money away for a new plant or new water tower. If we define it, definitively define it.
That should stay there.
Yeah. If you're going to earmark it for something, it needs to go to that. Otherwise, it's just not good practices. Because then, when we go to that water tower, and the council comes, or people come to the council 10 years later and say,
where's the money?
You've been paying $5 a month. Where's that money? What are you telling you? You don't have that money.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like the rest of the world.
That's true. So I wanted to put this together. So what I have is I have it all set up formula-wise on Excel. So, you know, however we want to do it, then I can work with you and tell it. And then what I can build a miscellaneous line item in here.
When do you have to know by, Chairman, what the council wants to do?
I probably want to set them rates at the December 9th meeting. Yeah, that's main purpose of the public hearing, to discuss that, and then we want to set the city fee schedule at the December 9th meeting. I mean, we can carry that over into January, but I'd like to have it set in December so that it's set for the new year.
So, say we're going to put as plant fee.
Mm-hmm.
That would just go to the water treatment plant then?
And do the water tower.
Water tower combined. Mm-hmm. How would we word it, or how would
it? I'll have to think of that, how we want to word it. If we want to keep it open-ended, is that what you're saying? Please.
Yeah, can you put
say all
plant fee slash
we need a $40,000 new storage tank at the, you know what I mean? Maybe capital improvement fee. I don't know. Maybe we can. I guess I'll check. And I got to talk to Justin about something, anyways.
I'd like to see at least a $5 fee somewhere coming in here, because you gotta, and it's easier, I think, for the people to understand that. Plus, we'll probably still have to go with our...
Some will understand it, some are only going to care about the line, but...
Yeah.
But at least it'd be easier to explain.
Yeah.
We're not paying for
the
wrong.
Right.
But we can just talk about usage and safety treatment.
We can put something clever together that keeps it...
That's pretty wrong. For all things.
Water.
You could even you could just put water quality fee. You know what I mean? I mean, you can think of something clever so it's not, you know, if you say, like you said, if you say plant or tower,
yeah,
you want to make sure that money is being earmarked then for that item as specific item. So maybe, you know.
Talk to Justin. He must have a term.
Maybe water quality treatment.
Something that's used in another town.
Yeah, because water quality treatment covers everything. I'll call this one day call.
Can you say you need a water usage treatment safety fund and you need to call the West Fund?
Okay. Well, we got this to go on for Tuesday night.
So I will build in what feet? $5? That.
I think that's how place to start.
Yeah, you know, to start, like I said, $5 gets this extra $12,600. You know, obviously that's not going to cover the tower.
No.
As I said, well, it's 100 years this year, right? I think so.
Yeah, well, it's
I don't think we're going to get another 100 out of it. So.
Do we want to have the two items or one item that is made up of the two? You know, like $8 and that includes the water rate increase plus so much month being set aside. So it looks like it's just one, basically one increase rather than two, rather than addition and increase.
I guess it doesn't matter either way. I guess how you want to do it. Because like I said, right now what you're looking at, the 3.5%, you know, on an average user of 5,000 gallons is $2. So if you want to go eight, yeah, that would cover.
Keep the rates the same
or something?
Keep the rates the same.
Yeah, keep the rates the same. Keep the rates the same and then
have. But you just got one charge there.
$5 fee plus the required fee to meet.
So, you know, perception is going to be, well, okay, they're putting money away. I'm putting $8 away a month to, you know, toward the water tower. My rates did go up. And I think that, you know, shows them we're trying to do this in leaps, in little increments rather than leaps and bounds, and this is the way it's doing it. It's fair to everybody. And if somebody uses more water, well, you'll have
to. 2016, we can go to percentage increase. I'm going to leave the fee there. And for better.
However you want to do it. However you think it'll work best.
So do you need a decision on that tonight so that you can be prepared for next?
No, because once I had that line item in there, then all I got is whatever you save is I can punch, I can do $8 and it'll calculate it for me.
And you decrease the other. You take the
yeah, then I'll take that. Then I just, all I got to do is select for that. You know, say you wanted to add that and I wanted to go, you don't want an increase, I just hit zero, boom, you know, and then I'll take it out.
Yeah.
And then it'll tell me my revenues. So you know, I take that out, it shows me, oh, I'm 4,000 short. So, yeah, it's however you want to do it, so I'll have that set up. So,
it'll work.
I mean, this was about the most simplistic way I could do it without getting in, you know, too. I like to keep things simple.
Well, I think it's understandable. And the average person can understand it.
Right. And plus, you know, it also shows you, you know, if you use 5,000 gallons, you can see your bill's going to go up. If we just went with 3.5%, $2.51. So it's not like they're shattering, you know, it's $20 or anything. So that's kind of where we are at water rates then, you know, on sewer and stormwater. So that all has to be defined. As far as city fee schedule, just real quickly, the only thing I really see is maybe discussing all rates, you know, for next meeting if you want to look at increasing the fall $50 to $100. Sherry's heard the comments as well as myself. We've heard it, just heard a lot, it's a good deal. She's
just read them comments. If you want to, if either is saying that's fine too, but I really think we should probably up them for considering, you know, the space you get up there, and you're allotted to get in at 9 a.m. the day before. That's quite generous compared to most other rental places. Plus, you get to bring in your own caterer and a bar too, which saves you a lot of money. So. Pop, we need to decide because currently it's about, we're paying about 51 to 52 cents a pound. And as you can see, we're charging 80, plus 55. So I think we need to definitely look that up in that. And really, you figure that's about 1 month still, considering ice and booze. You know, you get two mixed drinks in a pound, roughly. Yeah, that's probably the best way to go about it. Like 16 ounces in a pound, right?
Yeah.
So you figure, you know, glass, you have some ice, and there's 8 ounces of pop and an ounce of booze. You maybe 1.5. Depending on the bartender in the mixture, yeah. So that would be kind of the only things I consider, and then also, you know, like I said, we've always gone with the IRS rate, the mileage, about the only other things we change. You know, we've already adopted the ordinance for council wages, so that's in there, $1,500 for mayor, $1,000 for council. Well, I don't know rental-wise, but dollar-wise, we've been bringing in around $10,000 to $13,000 a year. And rentals, I would have to say, is down slightly over that 5-year period. Number-wise, I don't know. We can definitely look at that. But we just look at the past rentals and figure that out. But I'd have to say they've been down a bit because the last couple of years, usually we fill up in spring and we haven't the last couple of years. Fall out usually pretty full. But this year was probably a down year. I don't know.
Jeremy, didn't you tell me shortly after I got into council, you and I were talking, and you said that hall is losing about $12,000 a year? $20,000 a year?
But we're also considering the city maintenance and
really. Yeah, there's part of that too is you have the shop. No, the shop, I try to do their expenses under general government so that way we dictate the hall. So really, we go into the hall. You know, you can see the hall expenditures are averaging probably, you know, around $30,000. You know, I have to figure out a 5-year average, but you know, $25,000 to $35,000, and we're only taking in $10,000 to $13,000. So you can do the math.
We've got the expenses, yes.
Yeah, we've talked about this ever since I've been here. It's a matter of how you want to treat the hall. It's just like a park. You're never going to make money on the park.
But you know, we're also providing the building for our maintenance equipment, right. Which, how do you say, granted you're figuring your expenses.
You have to look at,
but you're not,
if you want to discard or even go that road, then you got to build a new shop.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, public workshop.
For bingo, they don't pay rent for that.
No. The city has not charged.
Yeah. See, where would we go with that if we didn't have to build them?
Well, I mean, you know, we donate for, if there's medical fundraisers.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just a good community building.
We use the building.
It's an asset.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had this discussion, like you say, forever. Why don't we build the corn? You know.
Yeah, there's been a lot of options put on the table what to do with that hall, but you know, like I said, there's just kind of really when you get to that, it's two ways. Asset or liability? How do you consider it?
The asset is we've got a roof over our stuff and in the basement.
And it provides a place for the clubs that do a lot for the city too. So,
like you say, just like a park.
It's just like if you have a park but you never, you know, I mean, it's not like, okay, fuck every basket you shoot, go pay for the moves. It's not going to fly. You know, so.
Yeah, so then really the only thing I'd say really kind of to go over tonight, you know, and the big thing to consider is where do you want the taxes at? You know, and I'd be comfortable looking maybe cutting probably 30,000 out of that. You know, just because assuming, I mean, I always hate to assume, but you know, the worst case scenario is 190 for the streets. You know. And then the other things kind of to consider is, which we don't have in there yet, is a leveling bar. Do we want to just punch something in there so we have it for next meeting?
Put 600.
600? Okay. Okay. I would do that. And then the other thing, Greg would like a new sprayer. That's one of the things he's requested. You know, that we don't have in the budget yet, and roughly about $700 for a good sprayer. And I think Greg's creative enough that it might even be less than that, and he can, you know, probably rig something up and have a nice long wand and stuff so he can keep up with the ponds. And
is this something he would put on his four-wheeler, or how does this all work?
I think he's...
Because I know he's been using his four-wheeler a lot.
Yeah,
and we're not paying him more. We're
a
just
lot
paying
of his equipment.
Yeah, right. And we're just, you know, paying him gas and we're putting gas in. And so I think that we should see if we can find, you know, some way to relieve him of having to be responsible for using his stuff. So, but now the sprayer, I mean, is that something he carries around in his back and sprays, or
no,
what's the deal?
No, he could pull behind, I think.
He did that behind the lawnmower.
He'll use the lawnmower.
I thought he was talking about a little bit bigger one than what he had. And
yeah.
It'll be on a little trailer.
And then a nice, like, 10, 12-foot wand he wants to get or something. So he can
go to... So he could possibly pull it out there, with even behind a little pickup.
Possibly if it would extend.
Yeah. Well, with all the work that he did out the ponds and the improvement that's been made out there, you know, he did that because he had his own equipment. So I think the city has to pop for that.
$700 is always...
He must have looked around there. And
okay. That's all it is? Okay. I would say yeah. We have to put some money in there for that.
So I'll add that in too.
Is there anything you need in your office?
Yellow cartridge for the printer. Yeah. I think our computers are good. And so I have some things built in there, like what we would like is find an automatic folder, so nothing that needs to be added in the budget, but you know, I can't predict if this thing blows up or the printer. And that's probably my only worry is that printer. The reason why the county got rid of their printers. Now that I've worked with them here.
Did we ever get a wireless modem for the hall like we got here?
No. That guy disappeared. Maybe that's some other issue. He never got back to me because he's supposed to help me with the sign, too. And I noticed that they fixed that yesterday and it ain't working. It says NAM with three times.
Maybe he's got a part of it.
No, he was here yesterday. But when I came this morning, it said NAM. I went to the bank, it said NAM. And I went.
Did you call him?
I haven't yet, but I will be. Well, we have warranty at the end of the year. So, but they did come out and replace the thermostat, but obviously it's not reading.
Is that a budget item?
No, that should be under warranty.
No. I mean for the next year.
Yeah, the contract?
Yeah. That would be,
Yep.
Which is still be on the agenda. So, like I said, the only things I have in it, so really kind of items of discussion is the snowblower attachment, land plane, $700 for a new sprayer adding in, you know, which items, I'll add them all in so they're in there so you can see the impact. And then, you know, like I said, sometimes it comes down to, you know, are you comfortable with it? 8-9% raise. If you're comfortable proposing that and you need it, then that's what we go with. If we're not comfortable with that, then we start going through the budget and deciding what do we necessarily not need. Because, you know, like I said, taking the snowblower attachment out right there is 1%.
Well, and I think, you know, 9.8% sounds better than 10%.
Which I think, look, like I said, right now, you know, we're going to add, what, 1,300 in here? We still have 5,500 we were projecting. So we still have, I think, a bare minimum right now, we're at least down to 9%.
Oh, yeah, 50.
Right. So, you know, maybe, you know, what if you, if the council's agreement, well, we'd like to stay at 4. Then we can, you know what I mean? We can work down towards that 4% mark. You know, because you have those things, yeah, it would be nice, but we can get by. You know, the needs and wants.
And when does this have to be finalized, Jeremy?
December 9th.
Next meeting.
Unless you want to have another meeting. But I have to have it into the county by the 28th. I prefer to just have it done tonight. I mean, we've talked about it for...
There should be no reason we can't.
4 months.
Yeah.
So, I don't see why not. I mean, we've talked about it for 4 months. Like I said, the bottom line, what I would do is, if I was counsel, is just a suggestion, the way I'd look at it. What are you comfortable with at the tax levy? Right? If you're comfortable with 9%, then we're done. You want to get it down to 7? Well, we got to figure out how to lose another $8,000. Right, so that's about the most simplistic way I can put it, unless, you know, something comes up from now to Tuesday that we need to, you know, move things around. But like I said, we can't go any higher than 10, but we can go a little bit.
I don't see 7, actually.
You do realize this is polycarbonate, not wood.
Well, this plastic's too, so
well, also, is that, you know, we got a week here to decide if there's something that comes up.
If you have questions, concerns, comments, shoot me an email. You know, then that way I can get on that before Tuesday to help you aid your decision.
Myself, I'd like to get it lower. I'd like to see about 6 or 7% myself.
You know, and ideally that percentage increase is due to street improvements that are needed. That's really what it comes down to. Also, if we didn't have the street improvements, we probably could look at, you know, and then like you said, there are some unknowns. We have this roof. Yep. That $3,000 or $30,000. The shop, what is that? What are we going to get into? What are we going to find once we start, you know, getting into the walls? Is it just on the outside? Is it in the walls? Is it crawling up the walls? What do we have? You know, how big are the problems? What are some other things?
Let's look on 2T. On expenditures, are we assuming that auditing is going to be going up? Is that auditing, assessing, and legal? See?
Okay.
We went, well, this year we got like almost $35,000. For estimating?
Well, I think a big thing with that I just think, you know, here we kind of keep it steady, but
yeah,
a lot of them expenses, you know, the problem there is the legal, because if you go into the general fund and look at the legal expenditures, you'll see there where the last 2 years of legal, so but a lot of that, yeah, it's been turnover. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was outside the norms. You know what I mean? A lot of these were outside the norms. This year there were some outside the norms, and then also there was, we redid the handbook, which that turned into be a monumental thing versus just a quick update.
Okay, there was a lot of.
I can guarantee you, I can guarantee you half the expenses of employee handbook alone. Oh, yeah, if not more, which we shouldn't have next year. No. So,
Jeremy, what's this $5,000 for dance supplies?
That's just cleaning supplies, dance supplies, you know, all the things needed up at the hall for operation of, you know, toiletries, big daddies, urinal things, you know, and just all the things that it takes to keep the hall nice and clean.
Murder use net. Oh, never mind. All right.
Anything else in the household? Jeremy said we've gone over it now for 4 months. So.
Yeah.
And so the big thing is next week we can have a finalized.
So the big thing is the discussion really for budget then, because we've kind of gone over this. You know, it's insurance and wages are the two biggest last things.
Yeah.
So once we figure that out, I can punch that in, see where we're at, and then just where you're comfortable, I guess, with tax increase.
Yeah.
Or how much money you want to have in there for the street improvements. That's really what it comes down to.
Because really the only way you have left to do this is insurance, right? Yeah, that's
correct.
Right, and I guess that
is the only way left.
I mean, there's not saying you can't, the others, but so it's really how council goes about that.
Right. We'll get back and start with that.
And like I said, I'm always open to suggestions. I know it seems like this budget grows every year, but I've tried to add some things in there with the budget now so you can see the fee schedule. And then the one other thing I'll add in there is this sheet, the print out for water.
Yeah.
So I'll add that with the wish list, right, like right before or after the wish list, so that way you have that breakdown. And then I'll redo it where I'll do our what fee. I'll probably set that at, I don't know, what do you guys, what are you looking right now? 8 maybe then?
Yeah.
7, 8? Mm-hmm. So I'll just see where we're at. Like I said, I'm always open to suggestions that makes it easier for you, the city, myself, with the budget. I mean, I try to take a lot of time to put in it, but yet there are times where that can just get destroyed on having one thing go wrong or, you know, things you just don't expect or what, but just like everything, an educated guess.
When do you want, like, for my leech and whatever stuff?
I just went through meetings, so I sent out an email as well to add, which I'll, I have a copy of that, but anything outside that, I don't have record of.
Right.
Other than, like, the personnel committee, which I keep, and then the special and emergency meetings. Anything else, I feel that should be up to the council to keep that. I mean, for me to try to keep that and record all that, unless you're comfortable bringing that up, we'll gladly put a spreadsheet, but then I need to know then, not, you know, like December.
Yeah, do you remember the meetings we had?
I can't remember what I did last week, let alone try to recall, you know, 6 months ago what we had meetings on, you know, I'm going to try to Keep it on my timesheet.
There's no reason I don't have a council pension.
Right. So if you want to get paid for it, I guess the way I look at it, have the council members keep track.
Are those sheets at the water plant that I talked about?
Or Greg does have them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got them. And I have copies here, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So. I just think that works best. We've tried it so many ways, and it just never stands out. But I'll help you in any way again.
Anything else from the council? No one? Have a motion. Motion made and seconded to adjourn the budget workshop. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?